Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Well, there has been a lot in the news, concern about this fatal strain of bird flu that is sweeping through, in particular, some of the large commercial turkey farms in Minnesota. Minnesota is the number one turkey-producing state in the nation, and that's got folks concerned not only about the cultivation of poultry, but the cultivation of all farm animals. Every so often, folks get concerned, and this whole issue of antibiotic use, factory farming, the conversation kind of begins all over again. Joining us in the studio this morning is Matt Weick, and he farms pork in Rensselaer. Matt, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you along with us. So, obviously, a strain of bird flu that is going to affect poultry is not anything that you necessarily need to be worried about with hogs, but there are also occasionally diseases that move through, in particular, some of these large commercial producing facilities that affect, you know, different kinds of animals, things that make cattle sick or sheep sick or hogs sick. Is that something that you need to guard against, having a smaller farming operation?
Well, yeah, we take certain precautions with biosecurity just to keep any foreign kind of things coming off. Our biggest thing is we don't bring in very much livestock from anywhere where there is factory farms. And we primarily try to stay away from letting tons and tons of people onto the property, because with pigs they can pick up viruses from humans sometimes. There's a little bit of commingling there.
They're trying to find the cause of this bird flu yet, and they haven't been able to track it down. These viruses can come in all kinds of weird ways, as you mentioned. I mean, even if you visit a factory farm, for example, a large commercial production facility, and then you get manure or dirt on your shoes, and then you wander to somebody else's place, you could actually spread it that way.
Yeah, and I guess I can speak more to the pig side of things. Last year, there was an epidemic that went through the factory farms in the nurseries called PED, where it was wiping out babies that were little piglets that were 10 days old with chronic diarrhea and stuff. And they had no idea what was going on. Most of us raising animals the way that we do had a fairly good idea what was going on. It's when you shove thousands and thousands of animals into a confined space, you are giving all the bacteria, the viruses, and everything else a huge advantage, and not allowing the animal to live healthy with clean air, clean water, area to move, dirt to be on. It's like a cruise ship, the Carnival cruise ship scenario, where everything just explodes at a much faster rate. But with the PED that they were seeing in the pigs last year, there was a lot of research. It was a big panic because millions of feeder pigs died. People probably saw increase in pork and such. But like in Iowa, they were taking samples at convenience stores, and they were finding traces of the virus in dirt in I think it was 70% of the convenience stores they tested in one county in Iowa, so it was getting transported really fast that way. However, of the people that I work with and know and trade ideas and things with that are doing pasture raised animals, none of us had any problem with that whatsoever. So it comes back to, one, the living conditions, where having the basic tenets of life that we need, which is clean air, clean water, and an ability to exercise and good quality food, makes the biggest difference. Then also in the factory farms, they're always trying to cheat Mother Nature and take shortcuts with the pigs. I'm not positive, so don't quote me on this, but one of the theories I heard was that because they were weaning the pigs at 8 days old, whereas on our farm they get weaned at 8 weeks. Pretty big difference there in nutritional needs and gains, and that you can correlate that with a human too. But they were using pig plasma to substitute for some of the protein needs that were being missed by not nursing. So I'm not completely familiar with all the practices in raising the poultry and things, but I know that there's things like that, and including massive amounts of antibiotics to, because their immune system's so compromised with pigs from being off their mom when they're not getting the antibodies from their nursing. But with poultry, with chickens and turkeys, the massive congestion of those animals all in one space.
I was wondering about the antibiotics, because they do use antibiotics, which is one of the practices that is controversial in some circles. And you'd think, well, if they're getting all of these antibiotics, it's not necessarily always that they're going to live long enough to build up an immunity to the antibiotics. But the antibiotics are just apparently not working.
Well, yeah, if you throw antibiotics continuously at something, nature changes and evolves and mutates, and the pathogens or the viruses or what have you that you're trying to keep away with those antibiotics have changed, and then they become resistant to it, and the antibiotics no longer work. It's just a really cheap, easy, quick way for them to try and make money based on volume rather than quality and of their product. And we see it, the repercussions throughout the country with our health problems and our illnesses, a whole myriad of illnesses that are linked back to the way that animals are raised on a mass scale like that.
So do you need to be equally careful? It sounds like you do take some precautions. Do you need to be equally careful about who comes onto your farm and, you know, where perhaps they've been? Or do you find that your animals, because of the way you raise them, their immune systems are just generally in better shape and they can kind of, you know, kick off some of these bugs?
We are cautious, partially just because a common cold can be a dangerous thing around a pig. So we get requests constantly to come out, and it's just not really feasible to run groups through and never know what somebody's got from where. And occasionally our pigs do get sick. And we had a little bit of a respiratory virus in some young pigs this spring when it was really moist, you know, that early melt off and stuff. And by not ever using antibiotics, when they did get a respiratory infection, we were able to give a couple of them that and take care of the problem using the product as it is intended to, rather than as a blanket to cover my bases so I can use poor practices. It allows me to take care of an animal that actually gets sick that maybe had something wrong in that way. But yeah, we don't have a ton of people coming through the farm, partially because we just don't have time, and secondly it's just a little bit of a risk, and that's kind of the way that pork farms have always been. Even back before factory farming, you didn't let people in your nursery and stuff. That's when the pigs are most susceptible to things. So
well, Matt, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us a little bit about this, because I know some folks are definitely wondering which farms are more susceptible to disease, and if this farm is concerned or this farm is affected and these farms aren't, what are they doing differently? And it's great to have the perspective of a smaller farmer using organic and humane practices. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Matt Weick, our guest in the studio this morning, talking about antibiotic-free humane cultivation of farm animals. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.